You are a genius.
But wait a second. How do you know that?
Everyone is a genius. We just often have been shamed for our gifts and strengths. And so we don't tend to develop our uniqueness in this world. Most of us don't know what that is.
So we've invested the next four podcasts into exploring your genius.
In a world where achievements and accolades motivate us to do more and be more, we're often left wondering, is this really it?
Deep inside, you know there is more to life. You're ready to leave behind the old, push your way through, and claim the deeper life that's calling you.
That's where we excel.
We're your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak.
And this is the Soulful Leader Podcast.
Sit back and relax as we share the shortcuts we've uncovered to help you make shift happen.
Welcome to the Soulful Leader Podcast. This is Stephanie, and I'm here with Marin. And today we are wrapping up our wealth dynamics square with a point, and that point being made as why. This is our last of the four dynamo, blaze, tempo, and steel, but there is a fifth energy to our wealth dynamics and to our profiling and our energies. And to us, this one is probably the one that not only integrates all the four, but also lifts us up to another level. And it's what makes the wealth dynamics profiling assessment a little bit different than some of the other ones that you experience out into our world.
I love that you talk about the fifth point of the square, because I think that a lot of people are like, a square doesn't have 5 points. And
depends on how you look at it.
It is, because right. It truly becomes a pyramid. So when you look at a pyramid, there's a square on the bottom and it comes up to a point. And the reason that I'm pointing that out is that it gives an elevation of view that you can't get on a flat square. And that's what I really feel like, why? Asking the question why, starting with why. Like, it's so important because it does elevate our view. And we can run around our lives with the same old, and from our very flat land, our flat square point of view, saying, you know, for me, I'm a dynamo and this is what my life looks like, and plowing through it, or I can up-level it and start with my why. And now I'm in a different conversation, because now my conversation is, well, if I am dynamo energy in this system and I'm looking at it from a perspective of why, that's even a great question for me to ask, is why might I have those skills in this lifetime?
Yeah.
So that what? What is that calling me to do? Who is that calling me to be?
It really does ask us to connect at a deeper level. Mm. And that is not the typical. You know, we tend to want to know, what are your skills? What are your gifts? What are your strengths? You know, what are your passions? But not a lot of people ask why. And like what you just said, why do you think you were even born with those? Like, there's a reason. There is a reason that you are where you are doing what you know, if we can look at our past. And, you know, one of the wonderful teachings of Daniel Goodenough, who works with the Hue Person Project, you know, he talks about that our future is far more powerful than our past. And if we continue to keep creating, you know, from our past, it just kind of gets like, you know, the next best thing, you know, 4.0 or 5.0 level or whatever. But to really create from the future that wants to happen is far more empowering. And that requires us to ask different questions and to make space to be able to capture what wants to happen. And you can't figure it out, because figuring it out comes from our past. We've talked about that on our podcast in the past. So,
yeah. And I want to give a business example of that. So if I'm moving forward with my business and I keep looking around at other people and what they're doing, which is all good, important to do, and looking at here historically, these are the things that have worked. Again, not a bad thing to do. It just is that you will always be doing what somebody else has done before.
Right. And it opens you up for competition. You're in a competitive mode where there's now scarcity I have to be better. I'm not enough.
I have to do what that person does, but I have to do it better. I have to do what those people do, but I have to do it better. And when we can presence the incoming future, which when we ask the question why, any question starts to make space. When I ask a question, there's an open space, it's open-ended. When I give you an answer, it's no longer open. Here's the answer that's concrete, right? When I ask the question why, there's lots of potential answers, which means that I'm living in potential. That's the future. The future is potential. It's wide open. And when I can start to presence that and have that be my regular go-to instead of the past, now I'm no longer competing against people. I'm creating my own way. I get to step into my way, co-creating it with spirit and with life by asking questions like big existential questions like why? Why am I here? Why am I doing this business? Why is my business here? Why have I attracted these particular, you know, team members or even these clients? I was talking to a woman today and she had a client actually fired her. And she said, I've been fired twice in 28 years. And she said at first it was kind of a little shocking. And then she thought, wait a minute. I just made space for, and the minute she thought that, like she got two new clients the next day. And they were more ideal clients, right? So when we stick to what we've always known, we will get what we've always known.
Yeah, we always get what we've always got.
Exactly.
Really. Exactly. And, you know, I think of that question of why, and you think of a child, and we talk about how the importance of having a curiosity and a wonderment, because that does make space. And children are constantly asking, well, why? Why is the moon this color? Or why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to eat that broccoli? And, you know, and often as children, we hear, well, because I said so. You know, but, you know, if we actually went in and we understood the deeper meaning of why, then it anchors us to a different place. When we talk about resiliency, it's actually cultivating a deeper rootedness that allows us to weather the storm. And, you know, there's been so much research on, like, with couples and relationships of, like, with therapists that when two couples come together and they're having a really hard time, if they can remember why they fell in love with each other, what was it? And that, even if it feels like literally a small little mustard seed, it's enough to create some space for a new dialogue to happen. And I see this in all areas of our life. So, you know, as we can even do this with ourselves, like, why, you know, why am I working? Or why am I not taking a bigger action? Because that why is going to open up space. Like, love what you said that. It's like it opens up space for things to happen and possibilities to happen. But it also allows us for guidance. And where this whole idea of why and what the wealth dynamics is also about, flow. So when the why gets encouraged and engaged, you actually start this movement of flow. And flow is water. And that's the why comes from the water element, which is kidneys. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And if you look at water, water can go through many different states and forms. It can go from frozen, you know, during the winter, like an ice cube, all the way to warm it up and it becomes liquid. And then you keep warming it up and it becomes steam. You cool it down, that steam becomes water again. Like, it has so many different adaptabilities. And I'm not a fond, you know, about adaptability. I'm more about evolution. But water knows no obstacles. And when water can move and flow, it literally transcends dis-ease, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, you know, on all so many levels. It's just, if we can get into flow, I think so often people are saying, I just want more balance in my life. you know, I just feel so out of balance, or my work and my life are so separate. And this is where the why can actually integrate both of them. And not only does it create flow and movement, it also rises up. It wells up. It's so beautiful. And it creates a collaboration rather than a separation and a competition.
It does. And you can see that in the form of a pyramid, is that it connects the four parts of the square at a higher place from that higher perspective that we were talking about. And so whether that's within ourselves, because one of the things about wealth dynamics is it doesn't say that you're one of these four elements. It's you have all of them. Mm-hmm. One of them is where you're more in flow, right? And so the why really brings that together. Like I said, that's even within ourselves. And then when I take that and I apply that to business and I take it into teams, the why is what connects all of the, what would be considered disparate parts of teams, and maybe where there's conflict, how to integrate that into a higher story so that we can move into like you said, evolution, instead of adapting to something, how does it evolve us? And that all comes from this higher point of why.
Exactly. So it's such a beautiful question, you know, why, to ask yourself why, and not to come from your head, meaning trying to figure it out or those kind of things, but to come from a deeper place within yourself. It's like, sometimes we don't realize what something is valuable until it's gone. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize what my why was. And sometimes we don't have an answer in our head as to why we're doing something, but something from the pull within ourselves says, I don't know why mentally or logically, but there's something that's calling me. And that's another way of also saying about being in flow is also about connecting to your calling. And if you're out there and you're listening, it's like, oh, I don't have a calling, or I've never found my calling. The calling is the reason it's called the calling, is that it is actually always calling you, whether or not if we have enough space to actually receive it. And, you know, this is the whole idea of why in the water. Water is deeply, deeply what they would call yin. And yin energy, if you think of water, think of rainwater. Rain comes from above and it comes down. It's wet, it's cold, it's dark, and it absorbs into the earth. And it's like, that is often an energy that we have not really embodied or encouraged people to embody. We tend to be more fire energy, which is more yang. So it's more about get up there, make things happen, push, force, figure out, go, go, go. And that's good too. But we need to have this why energy, this yin energy that is about receiving and listening and going into the unknown or into the dark places, our shadows, not out of, I'm going to attack it and bring it to the light, but to actually get to know it, to understand it, to be in the unknown without trying to fix, force, or figure out.
Yeah.
And that's where we can hold that space of asking the question, why? And it's a skill.
I love this because yin energy is the unknown, as you were just talking about. And so often, well, it started when we were little, right? There had to be an answer to all the questions. Our parents felt the need to answer everything. As leaders, we feel like we need to have the answer for everything. Mm-hmm. We've been trained and conditioned that we need to have an answer when someone asks a question. The yin is the unknown. We don't need to have the answer. We need to be on the quest. We need to be asking the question, not to find an answer, but to be in the conversation.
To be on the quest.
To be on the quest, because that is what evolves us.
And when we go on a quest, you don't go alone. You actually have to enroll other people, other projects, other things. That's where the connections and the collaboration comes. It's like to actually be in the unknown, you're not alone.
You're not. And as it evolves, you evolve. Mm-hmm. And then you're, so even if I did find an answer, so why am I doing this? And I stay open to it and different things come in and I'm like, oh, I do. I have that answer. I didn't figure it out. It came from my heart. It's not the end. I keep asking the question because I will evolve as a person as I do something, which will then more than likely change my why, change who I am, change what I do, which changes who I am, which changes what I do, which changes who I am. So you're always, it's this ongoing conversation that
it's not a one and done. It's not a one and done. And I think again, that's where our society has really hurt us to say it's a one and done. Great, you graduated, next.
Right.
Instead of looking at the quest as an enjoyable journey of always evolving and being and doing and being and doing from a different place, rather than I have to do it or I have to be it, but I get to.
Yeah.
And to be surprised and delighted by what's going to happen when you can move into that future that's calling you, and you look back and you're like, wow, that question, why, really transformed me, really changed a lot of things that I would not have otherwise been open to.
And I think the most powerful thing about it is that you don't have to sit down and figure it out. So I think a lot of times people will be like, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'll do that when I have time. I'll do that at some point. Welcome it into your life right now. You're like, all right, I'll entertain that question. You don't have to, I mean, it would be great if you sit down and journal out about it every morning or something like that, right? If you have the space to add that into your life, I highly recommend it. It will literally transform your life. And if you don't, at least start entertaining the question. Being like, huh, I wonder. Go to sleep. Seed your subconscious with it as you're going to sleep.
So many people say, well, I don't have time or I don't have space to be able to do that. But it's the question that actually makes the space.
It does.
It's like you don't wait to be happy and then do X, Y, or Z. You actually, I always say, you know, like happiness, peace, all those things are side effects. But if we can actually ask the question and we start to create space and we start to work internally with the things that are getting in the way, what I mean by that is the itty bitty shitty committee. Mm-hmm. We start to work with that and go, I wonder why I believe that. Or what happens, you know, when I'm doing it, why am I reacting the way I am? Well, maybe I'm believing something or thinking something, and maybe that's not so empowering. Is there something that would be more nourishing to me? Like, it's this whole journey. The why just is such a lovely connection to all the questions that we talked about, with Dynamo with what, and Blaze with who, and the Tempo with when and where, and the Steel with how. That why unites and transforms and evolves all of them, which makes you a fully whole human being. And so when we come back to that whole balancing part of it, it's not really about balancing. It's about integration and wholeness is what we're wanting. And it isn't a one and done. It's going to keep evolving. And it's going to get better and better and better.
It's very much like the seasons, right? It's like we don't go through the year and be like, all right. Well, we do say, all right, that one's done, right? We're on to the next one. It is similar. Like it will be a constant evolution of, it could be from a flat land of, yep, just another year. Or you could move up the pyramid to the why and make it a higher place and be like, ooh, it's another year. What could happen?
Mm-hmm. So the richness of having a profile test done, whether you're just doing the free genius test that we have on our website and finding out what your energy is, or you want to go much deeper into, there's actually 8 profiles instead of 4, and you want to go deeper, then that there's a way of actually connecting into the why. And that's what we create space and practices and presencing for that evolution to lift you up and to nourish you. So that you can see, be, feel, hear your life and yourself completely differently. And then looking at, instead of trying to figure things out, to look at what wants to happen and how those connections can come in and actually nourish you. And you see yourself and others differently.
Yeah. Each of those 8 profiles has its own unique path using these tools that we've been talking about. And it's so rich, and it can completely revolutionize and evolve your life and yourself and your business. And that's the reason that you and I enjoy this process so much, this particular tool in our businesses and in our lives.
So thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And I hope that you all will be inspired, that, you know, that as you're listening to this, you'll be inspired. Go to our website at Marin.
Our website is the Soulful Leader Project, which we've shortened to tslp.life. Yes, you'll find our free genius test there and discounted, very cool, for the months of February and March. We are discounting the full profile test and debrief with us from, it's like pretty much half off. So take advantage of that. If you're interested at all, we would love to chat with you about it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Soulful Leader Podcast.
And that wraps up another episode of the Soulful Leader Podcast with your hosts, Stephanie Allen
and Marin Oslak. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to dive deeper, head over to our website at thesoulfulleaderpodcast.com.
Until next time.